few episodes ago, we talked about the importance of gratitude in your family, but how can you practice gratitude if it feels like your world is just falling apart? We're going to hear a really incredible story of a parent who did just that. They persevered, even though everything seemed against them. I'm John Fuller with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up Focus on the Family's parenting department. And Ashley Willis is the mom of four boys. And today she shares with Jim Daly about how she's learned to focus on what's good in parenting.
You urge moms to follow the advice in Philippians 4:8. And again, what's good about this discussion, I think, is applying it. The scripture to a mom's role.
Yes.
So how does 4:8 do that?
Yes, I love that verse because it talks about what we should focus on. You know, we talked earlier about what we allow to kind of set up shop in our minds, so to speak, the lies we're believing, the truths we're believing. And so in Philippians 4:8, just to remind all those listeners, it says to focus on what's true, noble, right, pure, and lovely. And, you know, I equate this in the book to this being gold. It's gold that is from God that can fill our heart and mind and also pass it on to others. And I think the more that we allow God to remind us of these things and fill our mind with these things that are worthy of praise, with the good moments of motherhood, then we are more likely to really have that outpouring into our kids and into our spouse, because we're not just full of fear and we're not just full of condemnation, you know, that we bring on ourselves. And so we do need to look for those golden nuggets, you know, and that's kind of what I call it. And I know, again, it's another pirate reference,
right?
But there is so much gold. And I think, you know, for me, if there's something I've learned along the way, is that I need to remind myself constantly to look for it. And, you know, with teenagers especially, there's been a lot of times where it can be really tense, because you're like, man, you know, in a year you're going to be in college or you're going to be in your own job. And I want to make sure you understand this thing. But I think that when you can focus on, well, what is something they've been doing really right? Like, where do I see the gold with this kid? When you call it out, it's so good for your mom heart and for your dad heart, but it's also really good for the kid, because I don't know who said this, but I've held on to this for many years, but praised behavior is repeated behavior. And that goes for adults too, but with children especially, when we can point out those golden moments and say, man, like with Connor, I shared the story earlier about him praising his friend and being excited for his friend getting an award, even though he himself really didn't get a true award, or at least that he was expecting. I commended him. I said, you know what, Connor, this is a golden moment, because you were such a nice friend and you had joy enjoying the accolades of others.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that just shows your character, and that's a wonderful godly trait.
Yeah.
And he's held on to that, and he continues to do that. And so as parents, we do have to look for it. I mean, sometimes we're really wading through a lot, like literally wading through a lot of...
To find that gold nugget.
Yes.
Yeah, no,
yes,
I get it.
Yes.
I get it. You know, right at the end, I want to have you express this story that really caught my heart. It's a heartbreaking story about a good friend of yours who lost her young daughter.
Yes.
After a 2-year battle with cancer. What, you know, it sounds even awkward to say it this way, but what did that awful situation teach you?
Man, I'll share briefly of the story. So my friend Katie Ann, her young daughter was diagnosed with brain cancer. Mm. They did everything that every parent would do, you know, getting the best medical help and many surgeries. And by the time she was 4 years old, the doctors came to her and they said, I am so sorry, but we've done everything we can do and this tumor keeps on growing. Yeah. And they said, we can either try some other treatments that may actually debilitate her further, or you can go home and just love your daughter.
And just enjoy the years.
Though. It's a horrible choice for a parent to have to make. But Katie Ann and her husband, Billy, in that moment, they looked at each other, they prayed, they're very strong Christian people, and they said, we feel like we need to go home. You know, we've spent all this time at the hospital and at the Ronald McDonald House, and, you know, where they house people who their children are going through treatments.
Talk about chaos.
And it is. I mean, complete and total chaos, feeling completely out of control. And just your heartbreaking every day. So they went home. And in that time of going home, Katie Ann and her husband felt this burden to prepare their daughter for heaven. And it was just, it's hard for me not to get choked up sharing this. And so Katie Ann would often talk about heaven, and her daughter, Bennett is her name, would ask her questions. And she'd say, well, Mom, do you think there'll be dogs in heaven? You know, and what are the angels like? And, you know, she'd ask all these questions, and Katie Ann would just graciously talk to her about it. She didn't want her to fear passing away.
Yeah.
And there was one day where Bennett was talking to her mom, and she said, Mom, do you think when I go to heaven that I can send you flowers from heaven? And Katie Ann kind of paused for a moment, I'm sure holding back tears. And she said, absolutely. I bet there's going to be so many flowers in heaven, flowers you've never even seen. and I would love for you to send me some. And she kind of filed that back to memory, really hard, sweet, hard and sweet moment all at the same time. Well, tragically, about 2 months after they took Bennett home, she did pass away peacefully. And Katie Ann did say, she says peacefully, she talked about this on her Caring Bridge account, and she so beautifully wrote that it didn't make sense. It's that peace that goes beyond our understanding that the Word talks about. And she said, you know, they're never going to be the same. You can never fill that void of losing a child. And she said, but it was just this unexplainable peace of knowing that she's not in pain anymore. There's no surgeries. There's no wires hooked to her anymore. Yeah. She's with Jesus. One day we'll see her again. Well, about 2 months later, Katie Ann and her husband decided that they probably should move from the home where she passed away. It was just too heavy.
Yeah, right.
And so they were rolling up a rug and just preparing to move. And as they rolled up this rug, in the very middle, like of where the middle of the rug would be, on the back of it, there was something stuck there. And they go to pick it up, and it turned out it was a puzzle piece. And Katie Ann said that was very weird because they hate puzzles. Like, nobody in their family likes puzzles. And she's like, how could this end up in the middle of this rug when we don't even like puzzles? Huh. And her husband was like, yeah, that's weird. And she turned it over. And she said when she turned over that puzzle piece, literally she almost fell down, and she just got cold chills all over her body. Because on that puzzle piece was one single flower. And she said for her, it was what she referred to as like a God wink of just him saying, I see you. Here's your flower from heaven. And you know, you can take that a lot of different ways. But for Katie Ann, she holds on to that puzzle piece because she said, how fitting that that flower was on a puzzle piece. Because when you're in the midst of something like watching your child battle cancer and pass away, it's a bunch of puzzle pieces that don't fit. It doesn't make sense. It's not something we can ever understand this side of heaven. But we do know that when we trust God with the pieces of our life, the pieces that don't make sense, that is actually where we find his peace.
Yeah.
And so I was just so challenged by my friend choosing to look for peace, you know, to look for God's peace, to look for little God winks in her life that could say, you know, that from God, just kind of reminding her, hey, you can still have my peace even after this tragic loss. It just showed me, man, if she can find peace, I can find peace.
Well, and it's so powerful. It's what Jesus was saying. Guess what, everybody? It's not about this life.
Exactly.
It's about what's going to come.
It is.
And I think we struggle being human.
Yes, we do.
Understanding that. But, you know, that's what the Lord is here to unfold for us. Right. There's something bigger, something better. And what a beautiful story. What a way to end this.
What a beautiful story from Ashley about her friend Katie Ann. And Danny, I'm sure you've seen parents who trust God. I mean, you have a counseling practice, and over the years you've guided so many parents. What about a parent who is really, like Ashley was facing, they've got really difficult circumstances?
Yeah, I've seen so many. Be resilient and lean into this idea of full trust in prayer and just saying, well, I'm going to trust that God's going to be with me in this. I've seen it over and over again, but a fresh one, John, is actually in our own family. My uncle Ray, he's been a mentor in my life. I've looked up to him, great, great man of God. And he, his wife, my aunt, got early onset dementia in a very big way. And that very unexpected, she was a speaker to women at women's conferences and a writer, author of devotionals. And all of a sudden, she couldn't come up with words. It was getting scary. Now it's really, she's deteriorated. And in the process, he also found out that his younger son had a tumor in his brain. And everything was coming at him. And he goes, man, it's just relentless. And he said, but I'm going to trust God. I'm going to lean into him. I'm going to continue praying. And he's leaned into this group of guys that are praying with him and for him and his community. He looks forward to that. And I've just loved seeing how he's traveled through pain, difficulty, unexpected things in his life. And we continue to pray for him. And if you think of it, pray for Ray as he's going through this season in his life right now.
I appreciate that call to our listeners. You're more than a listener. You're kind of a member of our family here at Focus on the Family. And thanks for tuning in and for caring. And do join us in lifting up Ray as he is dealing with so much. And it may be that you're dealing with a lot. Let us pray for you when you call 800, the letter A in the word family. We have a terrific phone team, and it'd be an honor and a privilege for us to pray with you. For follow-up on this conversation and the discussion that Jim had with Ashley, let me suggest you get a copy of Ashley's book, Peace Pirates, Conquering the Beliefs and Behaviors That Steal Your Treasure in Motherhood. You probably know a mom who could really benefit from this book. Call us and request your copy when you make a donation of any amount. Join the support team, make a monthly pledge or a one-time gift to Focus. Be generous as you can and request that book. And we've got details on how to donate and get the book in the show notes. And then finally, we have a free article in the show notes called Why Does God Allow Suffering? Which answers some of those really big questions you might have, and it'll help you answer those questions from your kids as well. Well, next time you'll hear from a group of parents about how to prepare your preteen for the challenges of adolescence. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.